pick up a bag of Scott's Winter Guard today.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
Hola, amigos. It is time to get you ready for the weekend. Plenty to get into. Saints and Giants, LSU and Ole Miss, and of course, Tulane tonight taking on Memphis. Nichols, home game against Lamar. Did I miss anything? Pels wrap up the first week of training camp. Sunday, preseason game at Chicago. He made the statement, Anthony Davis, most dominant player in the NBA. I said, hold up, but I like him feeling that way, but I don't think he's there just yet. So what does he need to do in order to become the most dominant player in the NBA? We'll touch on that. Plus, John Forcade last night on our show, Game Time, said this, Eli Manning is a Hall of Famer. He said, if Kurt Warner's in, Eli Manning's in. Do you agree with the brigade or not?
All I know is that's a lot to get into, and we should just jump right into it.
Right into it?
Right into it.
Right after we welcome you to the weekend.
That's what I was trying to avoid.
I know where you were going, and I knew exactly what you were trying to do.
Welcome to the most annoying song in the history of mankind.
Nope. Because only now can you understand that it's time for the weekend. We'll get into all of that and more, and of course, your Friday normal list of guests. Rafael Esparza, 12:30. Marlon Favorite, 2:15. John Price will call in with the odds at 2:30. And Sir Lawrence of the Holder from The Athletic will call us at 2:45. Saints backing everything up today, like they have most of the week, getting ready for that late afternoon kickoff. He'll give us the very latest from the Saints locker room. Are you concerned with one of the names that just got put on the injury report that wasn't on Wednesday but is now on Thursday? And that being Marcus Davenport. We're going to get into this next segment, obviously, in our lead. We'll talk injury report and the black and gold. 800-998-1003 is the number to call. You can always tweet at us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Handful of questions of the day, Mr. Jay Hardgrave. Saints fans, keys to victory on Sunday. Give us a prediction. Okay? Want a score? And I want a key or two to the game. Also, LSU fans, what are your favorite memories of the LSU-Ole Miss game? Again, a lot of history in this series. Is the greatest memory the Billy Cannon Halloween run?
I think so. I think a lot of people don't remember it, so it's probably, you know, younger fans don't remember it. I didn't remember it. I mean, my parents told me about it.
Okay.
You know, and I'm older than you guys. So, but I think it's the most, I think it built that rivalry.
Okay. But other than that, is there something that stands out to you out of an Ole Miss LSU game?
Not really.
See, Mike, the reason I ask that is because I hear a lot of, and I don't want to say old-timers, but people that when LSU and Ole Miss was a rivalry back in the day.
Yeah.
And I ask them, okay, well, if it's a rivalry, there's got to be a game. Like, I can remember, right, the Cigar game, the Earthquake game. There's a handful of Auburn games this past year, right? The field goal. I mean, there's memories I can remember. The interception, the kick, and stuff like this. Alabama, I can remember. The cell phone game against Tebow, against Floyd. I can remember games that made that game, you know, Herb Tyler going into the end zone, upsetting Florida at LSU. I can remember. I can't remember many games against LSU Ole Miss other than the ones that I do remember are the upsets that Ole Miss came into Tiger Stadium when they had no business losing and beat LSU.
No, I'm
trying to think of games where LSU and Ole Miss went down at a wire or something. I honestly don't remember.
I just went through my head all the SEC teams in the West. Mm-hmm. I think you can make a more compelling argument that Ole Miss is the least rival in the SEC West. I think you have bigger rivalries against everyone else.
My dad stayed in the stadium. That was his dorm, okay, when he went there, and he just texted me. LSU 17-16, Burt Jones, 2 plays in 3 seconds.
I don't remember that game.
1973. Yeah, I was born in 76. So I was nine. Yeah, but that's my point though. That's what I mean. Like, are we going all the way back to the 70s?
I think so. I think you have to.
Okay, but that's what I'm getting at. I mean, nothing since? Nothing in the Manning era?
No.
I'd love to tie in, you know, the fact that the Saints are playing Manning and the Giants and, you know, Manning at Ole Miss. I mean,
There's no game there that stands out to you? How about the one at Ole Miss? That Manning and Ole Miss won. I mean, nothing? That's not a game?
I mean, I think the problem was, you know, LSU had fallen on some tough times, and so did Ole Miss. I mean, Ole Miss got, you know, good when Eli was there. They were good before that with Deuce McAllister. But, you know, where's the consistency? You know, with LSU and Alabama, you had that consistent rivalry for several years, you know, several years back, but it was year in and year out. With LSU and Ole Miss, you'll have maybe one good game, and then you've got a bunch of yawners. And I think it's kind of it's a traditional rivalry, but I really think it's kind of fallen off the page. Where I think you've got a bigger rivalry with Arkansas recently, where you had the games with Darren McFadden. Well,
yeah,
you know,
boot. Like I said, that's why I'm asking. You know, I'd love for y'all to give me some. Because believe me, by no means, I have trouble remembering names right now. So I'm sure if you guys come up with any, we'll go through them. So give me some of your favorite memories in LSU Ole Miss lore. And also, LSU fans, what's your key to victory and a score against Ole Miss? We're going to get into all these different topics. Again, 800-998-1003, and you can stop by and visit, have lunch with us as we always are on Fridays, 132 Royal Street, Deuce McAllister's Old St. Kitchen and Taps, the Wyndham Hotel. We're right downstairs. Can't miss us. 50-plus taps, 51, 52, 53?
53. Well, we have 54 taps. One is a beater root beer, which we can't count as a beer. Right. So there's 53 beers. One of those is Dixie, which is a domestic.
Okay.
And the rest, 52, are all craft beers.
You know, so I'm doing the Abita root beer today.
Really?
I am.
I could see that look in your eyes. It's like, there's desire there.
It's a long day. I'm probably not getting home till like midnight tonight with the Tulane game. So, you know what? Bring on the root beer.
You want some caffeine?
I want some hard root beers when I want these. It really is really good root beer.
It is. Everybody that tastes it says
it's the
best root beer.
I don't know another place that actually
had.
Has it on tap, really.
I don't know of anyone else that does have it on tap, to be honest with you. It's kind of weird, though, because it's right in the middle of our beer taps.
Right.
So if I go up there to get a root beer and I try and I'm drinking it, people look at me like, look at this. The manager just walked up there and grabbed the beer and is drinking it.
George just played the point of a pointer dog as we're going hunting. Okay, so you're pointing at what?
So this is the 2014 LSU Ole Miss. Ole Miss was number 3 and LSU was 24.
Okay.
In Tiger Stadium, and LSU pulls off the win 10-7.
Okay.
It was the quarterback was supposed to go in the first round. Right. I remember he was one of the top prospects.
All right. We see that. That's what I'm talking about. It had to be some recent games, but that's what I'm getting at. So, all right. 800-998-1003. Dad just pulling out the encyclopedia from his head here. LSU versus Archie to go to the Orange Bowl after Archie beat LSU twice in a row. And they threw oranges at him after they beat Archie 62-13.
There were a lot of oranges thrown at Tiger Stadium over the years.
I've never thrown oranges at anybody, but I could easily see oranges flying from the stands in Tiger Stadium towards an opposing team.
There was one in particular against Florida State where there were a lot of oranges thrown.
All right. Well, that's what I'm saying. See, this is good. Give me some instances. I like that. Thanks, Dad. I appreciate it. Speaking of LSU, got to transition quickly to something tragic that happened this morning.
Yes.
So junior forward Wade Sims was shot and killed in and around 12:50-ish this morning. And we're going to play a little of the comments from Coach Will Wade that he had this morning at 10 a.m. And that's all I knew this morning is that it was in front of a Subway restaurant that he was just, you know, shot and killed. NOLA.com posted a little bit ago a video of a fight that apparently led to the shooting death of LSU's Wade Sims. So Baton Rouge police have released a video that, and somebody shooting this, of the fight. And it's several people fighting. Again, look, I don't know who's who. There's a very tall figure in a white shirt. I don't know if that's Sims or not. There's a very tall, he's taller than everyone else, and there's fisticuffs all over the place.
Yeah.
And he's connecting on several people. So I'm just, again, you can go to NOLA.com. Jordan, if you want, you can repost it as well so people can see it. The news bite from what, Joey? From the police? Okay, yeah, go ahead and play that.
Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Jeff Palermo. 20-year-old Wade Sims, a forward on the LSU basketball team, was killed last night in a fatal shooting near the Southern University campus. Baton Rouge police say the shooting happened at around 12:25 in the morning across the street from Southern's football stadium. Authorities are asking for the public's help to solve the crime.
All right, so that's from Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Network there. And of course, that's one of the things that you can see what took place there. Again, I don't know who's who in that video and how he goes to all of that, but that's one of the things that you can put up there, Jordan. The video's up there at NOLA.com. And you can see, though, unfortunately, that's what took place. Now, again, Will Wade had a press conference early this morning and had this to say.
Obviously, early this morning, you got the call that you never want to get as a head coach. And we rushed down to the hospital, and they let us know of the news on Wade. Then when we got to the hospital, from there, you know, our concern was obviously with Faye and Wayne, his parents, and we spent a majority of the morning with them, and then we transitioned to our team as we had a scheduled 6:30 a.m. Workout this morning, and we were we brought the team together at 6:30 a.m. and shared the news with them. We had our entire staff, our entire administrative staff. We had counselors on hand for the 6:30 meeting with the team, and we were just informed them, and then kind of started the grieving process with our players at that time at 6:30. It's obviously a tough day, but it's one of those days where we want to remember Wade and what a great person he was. Besides the fact he had the best impression of me on the team. You know, he's just an unbelievable person, and was continuing to grow, and had just done a great job, you know, building a bridge with our team. And you know, it's what makes it so tough for all of us and for our team as well, is everybody liked him. You know, anybody he came in contact with, he automatically just loved him and loved his personality. He was just a blast to be around at all times. So obviously we're all still devastated and in shock about everything, but you know, we're going to support Wade's family, and you know, we're going to support our guys and slowly move forward from this. But it's been amazing just in the short time how the, you know, everybody talks about LSU family and that sort of thing, but you can see that when things are tough and when things are hard. And the outpouring of support early this morning at the hospital was unbelievable for his family and our program, and then obviously the outpouring of support for our players and the support mechanisms for our players that were put in place so quickly this morning was just great. And we're still hearing from people all the time, just reaching out and offering their condolences and their support moving forward. So with that, I'll turn it over to Joe, and we'll take some questions afterwards.
Thanks, Coach. You know, this world that we live in of athletics has its ups and its downs. And there's no lower downs than what happened last night. It is an absolute tragedy when a young life gets cut off so senselessly. I've been doing this for over 40 years, and this may be the saddest day that I've ever experienced in my career. I personally knew him. I saw him so many times on campus and in the weight room. Just a wonderful young man with great smile and great spirit. It's just so senseless and tragic that that it has to come to this. Like Coach said, we're going to do everything we can for his family and for the team, provide counseling. But like I told the team this morning, this is a day they'll never forget. They'll never forget this day. It'll live with them forever. And we're going to deal with it the best we can as we go forward. The LSU family will bond together even stronger than ever and support these young men and their family as we go forward. So with that, we'll answer any questions you might have.
Will, I think we knew Wade as the basketball player. Obviously, you knew him much more than that. Just what kind of young man was he, and what characteristics would you miss the most?
I mean, he was the, like I said, everybody on the team loved him. He was the team jokester, team prankster, always had a smile and bopping around, and he got us going in practice. He'd do anything for anybody on our team. He's one of the he's one of the few guys on our team that has a car. He was always driving guys around, driving guys back and forth to Walmart if they need to make a trip, or he'd do anything for anybody. He helped all the other guys move in because he was able to move in early, and so he's just a phenomenal guy. I mean, the last on Wednesday we did a high ropes course, and we have some guys who are scared of heights, and he's not scared of heights. He could have done it without the ropes on, and he's up there just hanging around and joking around with everybody, and he had a unbelievable spirit to him, and everybody that was around him, you were drawn to him.
Will, if you could talk about his love for LSU. I know he was very passionate about this place, grew up in Baton Rouge.
Absolutely. I mean, there was no other option for him. He went, his father played here. He grew up here, went to high school here, and he loved LSU. He loved Baton Rouge. He had a tiger tattooed on his arm. He had 225 on his arm, and he just loved everything about it. We did a thing last year with our team where we. Pictures when guys were younger, and there's pictures of him in orange and purple overalls with the stripes on them. And, just absolutely loved LSU and Baton Rouge.
So that's Will Wade, head coach, and Joe Oliva, the athletic director, speaking about this morning's shooting and death of junior forward Wade Sims, as you heard there. And we go to break. We'll take phone calls if you want to get into this here as well. It's just... You heard him say it's senseless. Again, I'm looking at the video and what police are reporting. Looks like an altercation led to this in a fight. And stories like this, and it's not just because he's a basketball player. He went to LSU. Jay, we talked right before the show. There's a shooting down the street here on Canal Street. I mean, we live in New Orleans. We have stories like that all the time, unfortunately. Any of them are senseless. I just, a single one. It doesn't matter if they've ever played high school, professional, or whatever. It's someone's child. And again, I see things completely different. I like have chats, and Jordan will tell you every day, right? Every day I'm scared for Carver. Every day.
You should be.
Every day. I'm nervous when he goes to, when eventually goes to school. I'm nervous when he's out. I never stop worrying, and parents know what I'm getting at. And it's so, unfortunately, so easy, it appears now, for people to just grab a gun. And just, or a knife, or whatever, just to end somebody's life, I mean, for whatever led to whatever fight that led to a shooting, I don't know. Like I told Jordan, dude, whether it's when you're down here at, on Bourbon Street, or I don't get in fight. I just don't put myself in situations like that.
And that's
the problem.
I
hope I never am in like that. You can never maybe control all of that a lot, man, but I just... Life's too short for me. I'm a what? Great. Call me a name. It stinks. It stinks because you hear it and you read on Twitter a lot of the people that covered him and people that we know from Jacques Doucet to Glenn Gilbo to a lot of the you know, people that cover LSU daily, Cody Wars from the works, this is a great kid. You know, it's a great kid. And so it can happen to anybody. You don't have to be with the wrong crowd, wrong place. Just anyone this can happen to. And I just think the greater message is just, man, I wish life was appreciated more.
Yeah,
it's
the kids today can't walk away from anything. If you call me a name, I've got to get one up on you. And okay, particularly athletes, Gus, they've got to understand they're in the spotlight and people are going to challenge them.
Right.
And you need to understand, I've got to walk away from this because I'm not going to lose my eligibility. I'm not going to get suspended. Or even worse, something like this happens.
And you don't know. He might have just been there with friends and it had to do with nothing with him, you know, but he's wrong place, wrong time. You know, it might have to do with other people that the beef is with. I don't know. It just stinks, man. Stinks all the way around.
The bottom line is I don't ever remember a time when I was a kid that two guys got into a fight or any fight I was in or anything else that somebody pulled out a gun and shot somebody.
Right.
You know, it was a fight. Somebody broke it up and you moved on. And today it seems like that the only answer these kids understand is I'm going to pull out a gun. Mm-hmm. And that's got to stop. You know, why are college kids carrying guns around with them?
High school kids.
Yeah, exactly. Why are they carrying guns with them? I never felt a need to carry a gun with me when I went out on a night.
I know Brian and I have talked a lot about this too in certain communities. I mean, it's a shame that they feel they need to. You know, and that's a failure on adults.
It is.
It's a failure on adults to not create a safer environment. And there's sections of this community in the city where schools, like, I mean, you should never feel threatened at school.
You should
never feel like you can get beat up at school. You should never feel like I need to carry a gun to school for my protection. You know, it's just sad. It's sad. And look, call yourself fortunate. You know, I was fortunate. I never felt that.
Yeah.
You know,
I was
doesn't
too.
Mean it doesn't exist.
Right.
You know, and when you talk to people where that is the case, try to understand and try to help it. It stinks, man. It just, like I said, it just stinks because it kills me to hear, you know, people say this morning they're at the, you know, and they're consoling parents. I mean, that should never happen.
Yeah, look, Gus, we just had the situation with the politicians here in New Orleans about the credit card usage, mm-hmm. all the money that was spent on credit card. They're the same people that's going to stand up and say we have to improve education,
right.
but I'm out spending money on my credit card that's not mine, that's basically the taxpayers.
Right.
That's where you hit it nail on the head when you said it's the adults' fault. It's not the kids' fault.
Adults fail us.
And leadership fails us.
Again, thoughts and prayers, obviously, the family. Just it stinks that we're saying that way too much nowadays, for sure. Wade Sims, junior forward at LSU, shot and killed this morning. We'll be back on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Joe Septic Contractors has specialized in the installation of sewage systems, steel drains, and vacuum truck services for over 40 years. They've grown into one of the largest sanitation companies in Louisiana. Call Joe Septic Contractors today about their rentals on portable toilets, holding tanks, iron hand wash stations, and air-conditioned restroom trailers for your next event. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit their website at www.joeseptic.com.
Good luck to Mason Boudreaux, number 32. Go Colonels!
Join the winning team with Polo Auto Air in Houma. They service all RVs, mobile homes, including fifth wheel, campers, refrigerators, AC units, leveling systems, accepts all extended warranties and some factory warranties. They do work on AC automobiles, specializes in the repair and services for over 30 years. They specialize as an RVIA certified tech on recreational vehicles. Polo Auto Air, North Hollywood Road in Houma, 985-876-1934.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal Cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online oldsaint.com.
Deciding when and how to retire is one of the most important financial decisions you'll ever make. Do you take a lump sum? Do you have to pay taxes on this money? How do you invest during retirement to make sure you don't outlive your income? What health insurance plans are available? With such an overwhelming number of questions, the most important decision you can make is to seek the advice of a trusted, qualified advisor. Chris Godet has served the area for over 12 years and has the expertise to work with you to find the right solutions. Give Chris Godet a call at 632-6049.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Robin on Twitter says, at GCAT underscore 17, 2003 when Manning tripped. But Manning tripped. Is this the one that you're talking about?
And the pressure is coming. Manning tripped.
He got stepped on by his own guy. It's all over.
LSU wins. What was it, 17-14?
And Spears was in the middle of it.
What, a minute to go in the fourth quarter at Ole Miss when Eli Manning tripped.
That's the worst feeling in the world when your guard steps on your foot and you know there's nothing you can do but go down.
It was on fourth down. So, there you go. All right.
The only thing you can do is try to lateral the ball to somebody if it's fourth down.
What are the questions of the day? What are some of your favorite memories of LSU at Ole Miss? Also, I need a score and a key to victory. And Saints fans, what is your key to victory on Sunday? And give us a prediction and score as well as Mariah. We're going to hear more from her literally coming up in a little bit. We're going to start something new next week. It'll be a lot of fun. We really want to, and I guess maybe this came, Jay, from a lot of the those dirty birds. Right, I mean, everyone in Atlanta wants to create their own song and stuff. Well, we're known for music in New Orleans, right? And shame on us for us really not having done this for a while. But I think Joy would even agree. We're going to pick a day out of the week, starting next week. And the intro and out music is going to be local music.
So local.
You got a demo, you got something, we'll create an email. I think right now it's going to be like Sports
the
Hangover
sports hangover,
Music.
Yeah, music or sound.
Something like that at gmail.com. I'll tell you Monday.
It's a good idea.
Shoot it there, and Joey can kick back, put his feet on the desk, and we'll take care of it. We'll use that for bumper music in and out of a show every week. That specific day of the week we'll pick. I'm kind of leaning to Tuesday right now. Tunes Tuesday, something like that. So Mariah's going to lead things off because I didn't even know, man. She has her own music career and stuff. So, and she just brought me some Abita root beer. So let's help local artists get their name out.
It sounds really good too.
It is. A little R&B there. So we'll do that.
You know what you could do if you start getting, because I got the feeling you're going to get overwhelmed.
Sure, if they have explicit parts, just send us the parts that's not explicit so we can actually play it on the air.
I think you probably may get overwhelmed with a lot of people sending things in. Yeah. You may have to like bump Rebecca Black and put local people in. That's three more.
It's
three
Tuesday.
More artists
it's
you
Tuesday.
Can.
Thank you, Jordan. See, it's called Tunes Tuesday.
That's three more artists you could feature every week.
No, you know what? Go ahead, go to Gmail and create the.
I'll create it.
Yeah, create it, and we'll start sending it to us, and that way Joey can just
bump Rebecca Black at gmail.com.
No, I think it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it because we listened to it. I'm like, you know what? Why don't we do this? We need to feature a lot of more local artists, and that could be some cool bumper music back and forth. Clarence from Brother Martin, who teaches music now, I'm going to have him on Tuesday to talk
also,
about
Also, don't
this.
Be afraid to put in some Saints music.
CJ3.
Some Saints music or some Pelicans music.
Yeah, if you want to, whatever. Music. Yeah, do your own thing, and then if you want to, you know, do some stuff. So we'll make that Tuesdays. And then
once again, just keep it clean.
Again, yes, keep it clean. And again, it's Tuesday, so you will still, my friend, have Rebecca Black.
Make
Joey.
Sure you put in your music name.
I think this is going to be popular and we should bump Rebecca Black.
No,
I really
know.
Do.
Joey, what do you think? You like the idea?
Sounds good to me, bro. I just love music.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm not Willie Fritz either.
No, I know. Poor Joey. He's got a cold. Everyone around me feels like they're sick right now.
Are you giving people diseases?
No, since the Cleveland win, everybody's been sick.
Exactly right. He's been yelling so much since that. 800-998-1003 if you want to give us a shout-out and give us a buzz on what you think. Saints keys to victory, prediction, who's going to win or not. Fans for LSU Ole Miss as well, keys to victory. And give me some thoughts here. Quickly before the bottom of the hour, Rafael Esparza is going to give us some takes, and we'll talk about last night's win by the Rams over the Vikings. Yeesh, right? They look pretty strong. But before we go into it, here's your injury report. Again, Saints wrapping up today's practice a little later than normal. Again, and pushing everything back to try to get maybe the body more accustomed to a late afternoon kickoff. The thing that stands out and is concerning is Marcus Davenport. He was put on the injury report yesterday. Hip is listed under an injury, and then did not participate. He was not on there on Wednesday, so he must have gotten injured Wednesday at some point. Bantai Teau, knee, did practice both days. Tackle Teron Armstead, knee, limited on Wednesday. Full participation on Thursday, as was the case for Ted Ginn Jr., knee, Tyler Davidson, foot. Both were limited on Wednesday, got upgraded to full yesterday. Cameron Meredith, limited Thursday with the knee injury, full participation yesterday. Still limited both days, Andres Pete, ankle. Cameron Jordan, limited on Wednesday with the biceps injury, full participation Thursday. And running back Alvin Kamara, limited Wednesday with the knee, full go Thursday.
You know, you're kind of blowing air there like it's a lot, but look, we haven't put anybody on the IR. A lot of teams are putting guys on the IR, well, so.
Tommy Lee Lewis went on IR.
Well, I'm talking about like guys like Atlanta putting Deion Jones.
All right, so just to confirm, it's the Sports Hangover Music. SportsHangoverMusic@gmail.com.
That's where you're going with?
Yeah. Again, SportsHangoverMusic@gmail.com.
That whole thing? That's a long email. Okay, that's fine.
I mean, it's all one word.
You don't like Sports Hangover tunes? Sports Hangover sounds?
Not really. All right. Like Sports Hangover music.
You're the producer. Sports Hangover Music it is at gmail.com. SportsHangoverMusic@gmail.com.
All one word, all lowercase.
All one word, all lowercase. If you'd like to send us any of your local tunes, send them that way. We'll start playing them on Tuesdays in and out of rates. Yeah, we'll have fun with it. Let's do it. SportsHangoverMusic@gmail.com is the way to do so. Let's take the quick break. We'll bring in Rafael. How you doing there, Rafael? What's going on? Give me a thumbs up. Man, you sent a lot of stuff to me this week. We got WWE odds. We had the Kavanaugh odds. We had what else? Yes, Creed 2. Yes, I actually have a question written in my show sheet for you based on Creed. Did you watch Creed?
No.
You didn't watch Creed?
No, I didn't.
It was good. Don't you think it's
good? I watched
Creed. Yeah, it was good.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was solid. Creed 2 is coming out, and the trailer was released.
Is Rocky going to be in? I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Yes,
you know, is. You know what?
I never saw half the Rockies, to be honest with you.
You know who's producing it, right?
Rocky?
Yes. Sylvester Stallone. You don't think he's going to put himself in it?
I don't know.
Yeah, he won an Emmy.
You never know. He could have died. They could have killed him off or
no,
something.
No, you don't kill off Rocky. He lives forever and ever and ever and ever.
That's what we thought about the trainer.
Stop it. No, no one thought Mickey was living forever. Mickey was rough from the get-go. Sports Hangover continues next. Don't forget Hour 1 is always brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King, 504-909-KING. Let them know you heard it on the Sports Hangover. We'll be back on ESPN New Orleans. My baby,
she talk. Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic has moved to the new Lady of the Sea Cutoff Clinic, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano. The same After Hours staff will continue to see patients from 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends with no appointment necessary. Now the convenience of a walk-in clinic with a pharmacy at the same location is available for our community. Same provider in a new environment. Lady of the Sea After Hours Clinic, here when you need us.
On Election Day, voters in LaFourche Parish will be asked to reinstate the garbage tax again in order to keep the same services we have now. Here's how you will benefit. Weekly garbage pickup, twice weekly. Bulky waste pickup, like tree limbs and such. An exceptional recycling program. And no individual monthly fee. Let me repeat that again. No individual monthly fee. Now that's a good deal for everyone. On Election Day, vote yes. It's a good deal for you and me.
Paid for by James Candrell.
Hi, I'm Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
Listen to Against the Spread.
Against the Spread.
Saturday mornings at 9:30 with Sean Salisbury and Kevin Todd, the nation's number one handicapper. Kevin turns outcomes into incomes. It's Against the Spread. Saturday mornings, 9:30 on ESPN New Orleans.
Join us for varsity football coverage, 6:30 pregame and 7 o'clock kickoff. Friday, September 28th, South Lafourche versus Vanderbilt. Our broadcast is sponsored by Mike Kiley, candidate for Greater Lafourche Port Commission Seat H, Thibodeau Regional Medical Center, Chris Godet Insurance and Financial Services, Golden Motors, and South Lafourche Bank. Friday night football on 100.3 FM and 1600 AM KLEB.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Bright Light City, gonna sing my soul, gonna sing my soul on fire.
Glad I haven't eaten lunch yet.
Love it. What?
That's singing.
Me?
Sing solo.
That's terrible.
Solo, we can't hear you.
Wow. Rafael Esparza. Oh, I've never heard that before. BSI Doc Sports, the way to follow him on Twitter. For now. For now. If you keep treating me like that, I feel like a hostile witness with all this, all the hearings going on. I just cry. Exactly. Rafael. Let's start with Creed, and we'll get into like
busy. I've had a busy week.
Yes.
My head wants to explode.
So the trailer is, and there he is, there's Rocky's training, it's awesome. Right, there it is, it's, you're fighting Drago's son who looks like a pro wrestler. Is he a pro wrestler? Who is the actor playing?
I think Drago's he is, kid? I think he is a pro wrestler, not from, I think from the underground circuit, right, not
I mean,
from
he's,
WWE.
Yeah, he's massive.
Yeah, he's ripped.
He's massive, okay. I love Creed's character, by the way, you know, Apollo's son. And then there it is at the end. They're in the ring, Rocky with the black hat. And Ivan Drago staring at each other. I text you last night. I want odds. Do they throw hands? It won't be the match. Obviously it won't be. But do they throw hands at some point in that movie? You know, I don't know. Something dirty happens during the fight. And they're like, you lay off and you lay off. And then why? And they start going and the crowd start. I want to see them throw.
Yeah, we put a Will Rocky punch Ivan Drago in any part of the movie just because
he's got to.
Just because I heard Drago like makes a comment like, right. I'm going to do to him like I did to his dad or
yeah,
something.
I mean, something. Right? Something. I want to see something.
So that's why I put that odds up. And then I also had to give Mr. T some love. I'm like, will he fight Clubber Lane's kid in Rocky 3 and Creed 3? I had to give Clubber Lane some love.
Dude, it was though, right? I mean, when you see them stare at each other, you're like, dude, I still today, I loved that movie to me. I mean, that was still, I mean, living in America. I mean, it really was a great movie.
Yeah, I mean, they should release it now. We have so much USA and Russia talked right now. I'll probably do really well in the movie theaters.
I don't know.
Even though Apollo Creed dies.
Man, they'll take out the movie. They'll take out the song Living in America.
I do feel bad for Apollo Creed. Dies in that. He dies in Terminator. Yeah. I mean, he had a lot of deaths in movies. He has one hand in the golf movie with Adam Sandler. He only has one hand bitten off by an alligator.
That is true. He's had a lot of tragedy in Hollywood, that's for sure. Rafael Esparza, he's our odds maker. We like to call him Mr. Vegas here. All right, so I'm watching football last night. It was entertaining. You know, it was entertaining. The problem is the Rams look really, really good. 38-31. Both of these teams have great defenses. Yet, dude, it was a track meet. Is that just what we have to expect in the NFL right now? Is it just that's what it is? The graph says that's just what it is. I mean, just score and get the ball last.
It is. I think it's just the way the passing game is, the way the quarterbacks have been running, and defenses have been really – I mean, teams that are supposed to have good defense, Saints, are not having good defenses. Rams defense give up that many points. Vikings, what happened last year when the Purple People Eaters giving up less points? They gave up a big number last night. So and then Pittsburgh. Yeah, Pittsburgh always known for good defenses. They're going to blowing up some bad numbers. So, yeah, I just think the way it is.
You talked about this in preseason about the rule changes that it was going to – you expected high scoring games.
And
do you think it's that?
Yep.
Do you think there's any part of it that – teams are not playing a lot of people in preseason, and maybe these guys just aren't ready.
I just think that – I think with all the laundry that's been on the field and you can't sack the quarterback, it's in the back of their minds. I think the way they're looking to tackle, the way they're looking just to play the game, it's in the back of their mind. And I think I'm maybe less than 10%. Maybe that's the reason why the high scoring. I'm not saying it's all that, but it's got to be. If you're a defensive guy, how do you want – why do you want to play football?
Yeah, I think it's funny you say that because, that was one of the things I noted watching the Saints-Falcons game is I thought the Saints' defense is playing extremely tentative. They were a lot more aggressive last year.
I mean, perfect example, the NFL sent out that video of what's not a hit, what's a good hit. Now, one of their videos was a Clay Matthews penalties, the three that he has. One of them.
The thing is, those are game-changing. Those are drive-changings. They can lead to points a lot of times. You know, the Graph on Monday called in and said, hey, you know, that A.J. Klein hit was huge to force Atlanta to punt at the end of regulation instead of going right down there. And I'm waiting. You know, Cameron Jordan on the sack that forced a field goal instead of a touchdown. I'm waiting. I'm like, I see a big sack and a big play. I am waiting for that flag. And I just, man, that Clay Matthews one last week against Washington – That is nowhere near a penalty.
And you can tell the way he hit him that he knew.
Well, you got the Miami guy got injured and blew out his ACL in trying to. Yeah. Again, it's just physically, and when I mean physically, I mean like physics. It's impossible. There are NASA scientists and people that study science all the time. You know, astrophysicists. There's no way that I've known yet, an article I've read, a video I've seen, where on planet Earth, where there's gravity, you can stop being as heavy as you are in mid-breath, mid-step, much less mid-sack. I don't understand this. Well, don't land with the weight of your body. If I'm running as fast as I can and I make contact with you, you are asking the impossible to contort my frame and to lessen my weight while I'm creating an impact. It's impossible.
Take your boy Wonder, Drew Brees. He does that spin move. Let's say he got clocked after he does that spin move to try to score a touchdown. Do they throw a flag right there?
Right.
He's a runner. He did that spin move to try to get extra yards. He's an actual – he's not a quarterback anymore. He's a runner.
All right. I started out with the Rams and Vikings. Is it really just the Rams and Chiefs right now in both?
Yeah. I just don't see anybody going toe-to-toe on their offense at all. I think Kansas City's been more impressive for me. I knew the Rams were going to be good, but I thought the Rams' defense was going to be solid. But they've been kind of a joke of their defense. But Kansas City, this game this week of Kansas City on Monday night is going to prove, because Denver has a really good solid defense, especially their secondary. If Kansas City blows them up on offense and puts a big number, then I'm going to say, okay, maybe we're just looking at L.A. and Kansas City.
Garoppolo out, done for the season with an ACL. That was confirmed this week. They didn't go out and get any veteran quarterbacks. I guarantee you 80% of the NFL fans cannot name a starter for San Francisco. There's no way they even know who that guy is.
They can name more porn stars than quarterbacks.
That for sure. They brought up Nick Mullins from Southern Miss. Obviously, I know who that is. Any shot or possibility Colin Kaepernick?
No. If it was another team, it's the 49ers. I don't think they bring him back.
Okay.
I still think he doesn't.
Does anybody bring him back? We saw Eric Reed.
That's totally different. Okay. Eric Reed is totally different than Colin Kaepernick. He was just supporting a friend, pretty much. Colin Kaepernick is the guy.
You think that still is the reason that and no one in the league is going to touch him right now?
It's part of the reason. I mean, his last couple of games, the last year, he wasn't that good of a quarterback. Is he better than, I can't say Blaine Gabbert anymore because Blaine Gabbert's 2-0. Right. I can't use Blaine Gabbert as an example, but that's a main reason I do believe that, yes.
I mean, obviously, what is it, like a 10-year deal or something, $100 million? What is Gruden's deal is long, isn't it? It's like 10
but
years.
But his deal wasn't for Oakland. His deal is for Vegas. His deal is to sell tickets in Vegas.
Okay, who you got your odds right now? I got Browns over the Raiders at Oakland, or do you think that is a must-win?
That's a must-win for Oakland. Yeah. And now this is Baker's first true start, true
Into
road
the black
game.
Hole, yeah.
And the black hole. He does some kind of a dance in the black hole. He's getting mugged. He's coming out with just his jock on and maybe a headband.
I like that. See, who you got?
I like the Raiders. I think it's a must-win. It's a rookie quarterback going to the black hole. I'm going to take
Dolphins.
And it's moved to 2.5 now.
Oh, wow. Dolphins and Patriots, New England 6.5. That's a high line, man. That's a high line for a team that hasn't impressed me that much in New England, and Miami's undefeated.
They're undefeated. I mean, who they really play. But the only thing that sticks right at me, the home team in this series is 11-1 against the spread. This game's at Foxborough. Must win. We've had this discussion 3 years in a row. Okay. Oh, New England started off slow. Oh, the Patriots are getting old. Tom Brady's old. Belichick needs a new gig. Blah, 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 blah. And then they have a Patriot game, and they blow out. This might be a Patriot game right here.
Texans at the Colts. I didn't think the Colts were going to be that good this year. You didn't even know what Andrew Luck could give or anything of that nature. But Houston at 0-3, they have to be the most disappointing team in the NFL right now.
Oh, they're mine. Everyone keeps on asking me, what team surprising you the most that's cashing tickets, winning games? And I'm using the Houston as a different factor. Houston is the most probably disappointing team, and they're not cashing tickets because they're 0-3 against the spread as well. I thought Houston was going to maybe compete for that division, but I guess they're not even close. I'm probably torn away before Houston.
What about Deshaun Watson? Last year, he was the darling quarterback, like Baker Mayfield is, like Sam Darnold is. And everybody said he's the next best thing since sliced bread. All of a sudden, now there's some questions. Dak Prescott falls into that same category. Is Deshaun Watson one of these guys that was a flash in the pan?
I think if Prescott, if he's coming off a bad wheel. He had knee surgery, so I'm giving him a credit. Dak Prescott has nobody. I mean, everyone left him. He's got guys that, who can name the tight ends for Dallas? Who can name the leading right receiver for Dallas right now? Prescott has nobody besides Zeke. I think Watson, he's just playing on a bad wheel steal.
Bucks and Bears, obviously want Chicago to take care of business here. But, man, can that team really ride their defense, or is Trubisky eventually going to have to make a little hay here? Both teams 2-1, Chicago 3-point favorite.
They remind me of the Ravens when they won the Super Bowl. Hey,
really?
Trubisky. I mean, they're not saying the Bears are going to win a Super Bowl, but, hey, right, Trubisky, right. Just don't blow the game. Our defense will give you good field position. Our defense will get you some sacks. That defense is impressive. I mean, just them surrounding Mac and these young guys are growing up next to him. I like the Bears on Sunday.
How bad of a trade was that, the Raiders getting rid of Khalil Mack?
You know, it was, but I'm hearing that he just did not want to play in Oakland anymore. So if that's the case.
So there's something true to what Gruden was saying.
Yeah, in some case they offered him a closer deal to what the Bears, and not, I don't know dollar and cents wise.
Right.
But he just didn't want to go. Just like the Cubs, everyone keeps on, oh, I'm a Cub fan. Oh, you guys had Jake Reardon, but you signed Hugh Darvish. We called Jake Arrieta and gave him the exact same contract that we gave you, Darvis. And Arrieta said, no, I don't want to come back. It's the same thing with Mac.
Why'd you have to bring up you, Darvis? I was having such a good Friday. Why? We barely got in the postseason.
You're in
this
the
year.
Playoffs. I'm an Oriole fan.
Barely,
shut up.
Barely. Just basically blowing it against the Pirates. Anyway, Bengals, Falcons, Atlanta 4-point favorite here in Atlanta. Cincy, they disappointed me last week. They just at Carolina. Will it disappoint me again this week?
I think Atlanta wins this. I think it's going to go over. It's a high total, 53.5, 54. I think
over.
I think it's going to still go over. I think a lot of points are going to be scored in this one.
We'll wrap up with Saints and Giants. Your thoughts on it? But the Panthers and Washington are the two teams with the bye. So Washington will be in town next week. What do I think of Carolina?
I still think they have the best offensive weapons that Newton's had since he's been there.
Really? Because yes. I was going to tell you, I don't buy their offense.
Yeah, I buy their offense.
Really?
I think the more they play this year, I think towards the end of the season, middle of the season, they're going to put up some big numbers.
So you think if Kuechly goes down, they're in trouble? Oh,
well,
defensively?
Well, if Kuechly goes down, yes, they're in trouble again.
Man, you buy their offense?
Yes, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not having a good segment right now. I'm just letting you know.
I didn't say the Saints were going to lose or LSU was going to get blown out at home. Maybe Tulane might get blown out tonight at home.
No.
But.
Tigers a 14-point favorite.
14 and
of
a half now. We moved it.
Really?
We took a
Again?
Six, we took a
oh,
six-figure
okay.
bet this afternoon.
Tulane to Memphis. What do you got?
Memphis.
Thank you for that. LSU and Ole Miss.
I'm hoping for a lot of points. I think it's going to go over. I like LSU, but I think Ole Miss can hang around. I think we're going to see a lot of fireworks at Baton Rouge. I think the scoreboard.
Do you take the points?
No.
No. You think LSU can beat Ole Miss by more than 10.5?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm taking plus 10.
Okay.
Plus 10
okay,
and a half.
All right.
Have you finally moved the over-under on LSU's wins for the season?
Scott Alexander, if you're listening, I still owe you a dinner because I bet him that that LSU would not have 7 wins.
Uh-huh.
I'm already saving. I'm collecting cans to pay for that dinner.
Okay.
But, again, they have to play Alabama, who's probably going to crush LSU. Sorry.
All right. Well, final question for you. Saints, Giants.
First of all, how can you guys put a poll up that says, is Eli Manning a Hall of Fame
quarterback? Well, I mean, John Forkate said he's a Hall of Famer.
I agree.
I agree, too.
All right, well, what's wrong with putting up a poll?
That's not even a question.
There's a lot of people that don't think that he is around here. I'm telling you.
What about Warner?
Hall of Fame at bagging groceries or Hall of Fame?
Well, he is. He's in the Hall of Famer. Right?
That hurts.
But he is. He's in the Hall
of Fame. But he did bag groceries before he was.
That hurts.
But no, that's what I said.
Flag on the play.
The two Super Bowls that Eli Manning won, right, were against the Patriots. And in the last 10, 15 years, the Patriots are the organization. I mean, he beat Tom Brady twice. And I know there's a lot of people.
They could put that on his plaque.
Look, and there's a lot of people that say, well, in those Super Bowls, a member of the defense or a member of the offense elsewhere could have gotten the MVP. Stop it. There were wild card teams, I think, both years.
Yep.
And they are on the road for those wild card games. And he made the plays and he got them there.
Yep.
And it's two different systems and it's two different. I mean, he plays outside up there. So I know it's easy to look at the numbers when they compare him to Breeze or something like that. Dude, it's just two different worlds. And you think of the coaches he's been with. They haven't been offensive minded at all. He hadn't had a ton of the weapons out there. And when they don't get into the postseason, they're a terrible team. Like all the way around. Bad D or just not very good, you know, offensively with weapons and stuff, right? I mean,
yeah.
I think he is a Hall of Fame.
I agree. But for the Saints game, this game scares me.
Really?
For a betting purpose reason. You got that half a point attached to such a key number, 3.5. I mean, I could see a field goal game winners. And if you're giving up that many, okay, let's say Baker Mania plays here. Is that a different outcome? Do the Cleveland win? Is it a high scoring game? Cause I think the ball moves better when Baker's beyond there. I'm not sold on this defense until you guys can prove me something different. I'm not sold on the Saints defense at all. And if it's a high scoring game.
I got stuff on Twitter this week. People saying I need to relax and calm down. I'm like, no. But hear me out. I'm like, until they prove it to me, why can't Shepard and Beckham and Barkley have fun on this? Until you prove to me that you can stop somebody, you had to score 43 points to win last week.
Yeah.
Drew Brees arguably had to have one of his top five performances in a Saints uniform to win last week.
Yeah, they say, 80%, he's at 80% right now. Okay, that's great, 80%. But what's the defense doing?
Right.
He has to be 80% or they get blown out.
It's unbelievable, right?
But you could say the same thing about the Rams and the Vikings. The Vikings had a better defense last year than we did. They got beat by Buffalo. All right, I know Buffalo didn't score 40 on them, but the fact that Buffalo put 27, turnovers or not, that's a lot of points. The Rams put 38 on them. They had a better defense than us. Mm-hmm. The Rams, with all the new people they brought in, Sue and everyone else, they were supposed to have a lights-out defense.
Right.
Doesn't seem like anyone's got a lights-out defense in the NFL.
No, but when we were discussing all summer long, you guys were keying in on, we traded multiple picks to get this guy for defense. Our defense is still mad at what happened in Minnesota. Defense. And right now, it's only been offense.
Look, I'm with you. Believe me. But just keep this in mind. I'm one of a lot of people that are wrong on this defense so far right now.
Answer me this. Who's the last team to win the Super Bowl in September?
Oh, come on.
I agree.
See, here we go. Quit it.
I agree.
None. So I'm happy with where we are.
Saints can still go into the bye week 4-1.
Yeah.
They still can do it. We'll see if that takes place. Rafael Esparza, VSI Doc Sports is the way to follow over on Twitter. As always, I appreciate it. Look at that. No rain, we get to see Rafael.
I know, I didn't melt.
You didn't melt.
Rafael, stop betting against the Tigers and Ed Orgeron.
I'm betting the over this weekend. I don't care who wins. Ed Orgeron, can you please give me 40-plus points?
You just want points.
I just want points.
40-plus points from the LSU offense?
I want not to sweat at half. I want to be done sweating at halftime. I want to be kicked back and start watching the Kentucky-South Carolina game.
You think it'd be over at halftime?
LSU
I'm hoping.
Do you think 40 points this week?
I'm hoping.
Okay.
Because I want to watch the Penn State-Ohio State game with my money on it.
Stanford or Notre Dame?
Under, but I think touchdown Jesus and whiteout wins. Penn State upsets Ohio State.
No way.
Plus really? 3.5, baby.
Wow.
Whoa.
Rafael, thank you so much. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back to Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap. We'll return. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Gold Report is sponsored by New Orleans Harley-Davidson, the biggest selection of Harleys in the South, located at 6015 Airline Drive in Metairie.
While we still celebrated hours, if not days, after the big win by the Saints over the Falcons, quarterback Drew Brees and the Saints got back to work.
You know, at this point in the season for us, that was a big win. Listen, we enjoyed it. We enjoyed the locker room after. We enjoyed the
plane ride home and the bus ride home. But man, once Monday rolled around, it was time to get back to work.
The 2-1 black and gold faced the 1-2 G-Men, coming off of a win in Houston last week. Quarterback Eli Manning.
A huge win for us right there, trying to get that, get that first win on the road against a good defense, and we needed a drive to win it, and guys responded.
The Saints' secondary, well, they can only get better. Defensive tackle Sheldon Rankin says the goal of having all of the defense play as one is attainable.
The beautiful thing about it is, we're able to fix this thing at 2-1. So we'll get it fixed. We got great coaches. We got great players. They'll get that communication right on the back end, and we'll continue to do what we're doing up front, and we'll get this thing rolling.
Kickoff is set for 3:25. I'm Gus Kattengill. And for more on the Saints, keep it here on ESPN New Orleans.
This Black and Gold Report has been brought to you by New Orleans Harley-Davidson. The greatest bikes in the world are right here in your backyard at 6015 Airline Drive in Metairie.
Everyone, it's Gus Kattengill, and now through September 15th, when you buy a pre-owned Harley at New Orleans Harley-Davidson, they'll give you $1,000 in-store credit. That's New Orleans Harley, across from the Baby Cakes on Airline. You can line yourself up with items like Harley gloves, a Harley helmet, a jacket, belts, shirts, and glasses. Plus, you can even pick up upgraded parts for your bike with that $1,000 in-store credit. You just gotta grab your favorite pre-owned Harley motorcycle from among the greatest Harley selections in the South. That's at New Orleans Harley-Davidson, happening now through the 15th.
Oh, big talker, ain't it?
The man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Each and every day in the Sports Hangover Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING is the way to do so. Don't forget, we're starting something new next week. Mariah, one of the employees here, Jay Hardgrave. I didn't know. She does a little music on the side, a little music career.
Yes.
And so we're going to start with her and CJ3, the legend over at Brother Martin. If you know Clarence, that's all you need to know. He goes by one name, Clarence. That's all you need to know.
That's a musician.
Clarence, there. That's it. It's all you know exactly what I'm talking about. So Tunes Tuesdays. Well, it's a horrible name, I guess, probably, but locals, why are we not using more local music in and out of our breaks, I was thinking. So on Tuesdays, during the intern, we will use local music, local musicians to come in and out of breaks on the Sports Hangover. You set up the email, which is
sportshangovermusic@gmail.com, all lowercase.
Just send us all an MP3. One word. Of a tune, it could be fun, it could be funny, it could be sports related, something about the upcoming game or not. It can just be like legitimately you're an artist and you play around town and you want to, highlight a song or two. We'll use it, feel free to do so. And, again, all we ask is obviously if you do have explicit lyrics in some of your songs, just send us the part that we can play. That's because it's not us. The FCC, so just I got to be able to air it
and let them know
a radio friendly version. You know what I'm talking
right.
about,
right? Let them know that if they incorporate like the weekend or Friday, they could
replace
Rebecca Black.
See, no.
So
no.
I encourage all of you artists out there to come up with songs or weekend or Friday. It's a perfect. It's perfect
it's
for the sports
Tuesday.
Hangover.
It's Tunes Tuesday. It's a Tuesday. It's nowhere near Friday.
Think Friday.
No one's thinking Friday. No one's thinking Friday. Okay. So
it is Friday.
David on Twitter, @GCAT_17, this is for Raphael. Until Andy Reid proves he can do it in the postseason, Kansas City's just a really good story. All right. Dennis, we're talking about keys to the game and what does he think against the Giants. Not expecting either team's defense to stop the other. So turnovers will be the key, he says.
That's a big part right there. The Saints were getting a lot of turnovers last year. So far, only one with Marcus Williams. So that's a huge part. If they can turn Eli Manning over, I think they've got this game.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. What do you think is the key? Give me a score, not only for Saints Giants, but also LSU Ole Miss. Wave fans, I want to hear from you. How big is tonight's game, Jay? It's on ESPN2, so it's a nationally televised game. I just think it's quadruple importance.
Yes, when you're on national TV in a smaller school.
It's quadruple importance. You cannot first off, I don't think I'm being out of disrespect. It's a season-defining game for Tulane. You lose this, so.
You're in a big hole.
For you to go to a bowl, you have to win 5 of your last 7.
And that's tough.
Since 1998, you've gone 500 in conference play. I didn't say a winning record in conference play. 500 once since 1998, the undefeated season.
Yes.
So history's telling you going 5-7 the rest of the way probably doesn't happen.
And you're in conference, too. You know, a lot of conference games. That's tough.
Look, you have fans and you have the city kind of paying attention on the last strings here right now. I mean, I'm just being honest, right? So you have to win this week. If you don't, it's you're not really helping yourself in a lot of areas. And again, it's on national TV. You go get waxed.
You know, I see where you're coming from, but you also got to take into effect that they took on Ohio State.
No.
You
know,
but I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
You didn't play well against UAB in the first half.
Right.
You know, you beat Nichols in a game that if the Turf Monster doesn't grab one or two plays, I mean, they had opportunities to score. That was a much tougher game than the score indicates. And you lost the season opener game to Wake Forest where you didn't score.
You could have won that game.
Until the second half. So,
right.
You know, again, this is a huge game for me when it comes to the Tulane Green Wave. Sports Hangover continues next. Hour 2, don't go anywhere on the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.